السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. التائبون العابدون الحامدون السائحون الراكعون الساجدون الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر والحافظون لحدود الله وبشر المؤمنين، صدق الله العظيم. علماء کرام، most respected brothers and also sisters who listen over receivers. Last week we were discussing the first part of this ruku, إِنَّ اللَّهَ اشْتَرَى مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ بِأَنَّ لَهُمُ الْجَنَّةِ. I explained to you to some extent how Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has done a deal with the believers. It's a transaction. Allah Ta'ala calls it a transaction where He has purchased مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ أَنفُسَهُمْ وَأَمْوَالَهُمْ, their lives and their wealth in exchange for Jannat. I explained to you what was the background to the revelation of this verse, and that the verses of the Quran Sharif are for the Ummah until the day of Qiyamah. So it may have been for that group that was in Aqaba at that time, making the pledge upon the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, taking bayat, because there were three bayats that took place in Mina, Jamra-e Aqaba. The first year 6 people came, the second year 12 people, and amongst those 12, 7 were new ones, and 5 were those who had come the previous year, and then 60 people. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took bayat from all these people. And Islam then began to start spread in Madina Sharif, because they went back and they started propagating Islam. They asked that somebody be sent to give ta'lim to the people of Madina Sharif. Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala was sent, and with his ta'lim, with his propagation, many, many families in Madina Sharif accepted Islam. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam took the pledge from these people. But then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, after some verses, then gives the sifat or the attributes of those people who took bayat. That what were their attributes? What were those qualities that they possessed? Because Allah Ta'ala is promising Jannat in exchange. So that Jannat is not only for those people that were there in Aqaba. Jannat is for all those people who will have these qualities. Therefore, Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala know, he says, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once said, that whosoever performs his salat 5 times a day, he fasts in Ramadan, he gives zakat, then Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give him Jannat. Even though he may remain at home, he remains at home, he doesn't go for jihad, then to Allah ta'ala will give him Jannat. So Hazrat Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala says that we asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, or I asked Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, must I pass this on to others? Because just now they may get the wrong message that now they don't have to do any work. They don't have to go into jihad. They don't have to make sacrifices for the sake of deen. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, yes, do give them the message, but remember, I'm giving you an explanation. He said, but remember that in Jannat there are 100 stages. Allah Ta'ala has got 100 stages in Jannat for those who strive for the sake of His deen. And the distance between one Jannat and the other is that between the heaven and the earth. So always ask Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for Jannatul Firdaus, which is the highest and the best. In other words, the more you will do, the better stages in Jannat you will get. Because that is our goal, that is our objective. No matter which way we look at it, people may say that what are you talking about Jannat, that is far away, we must talk about things in this world. Indeed, what we are saying is that do the right things in this world so that you get Jannat in the Akhirat. You have to do the action in this world, and those actions will cover every aspect of a person's life. It doesn't mean that the person by that hadith merely understands that now must just make salat, give zakat, fast and go and sleep. And there's nothing else to do. No rights of anybody to be fulfilled. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu ajma'in never understood those things like how we try to understand. Whenever Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned the virtue and fazilat of some amal, that if you read this tasbih, you will get Jannat. If you read this tasbih, Allah ta'ala will give you these rewards. If you just make your wuzu, your sins will be washed away. Now they didn't understand that to mean that now the person must just go make wuzu, finish, his sins are washed away, so he doesn't even have to make namaz after that. If his sins are washed away, why must he make salat after making wuzu? What it means that Islam is a package. These days we talk about packages in everything, especially travel agents talk about packages for Hajj, for Umrah, and for tour here and there, they say packages. And in that package, what do they say? Accommodation, food, washing, ironing, and so many other things are included in that packaging. Tour, ziyarat. So like that, Islam is a complete package. There's no salat, there's zakat, there's fasting, there's hajj, there's zikr, there's tilawat, there's ibadat, there's fulfillment of the rights of the wives, of the children, of the parents, of the family members, of the poor, of the needy, of the destitute, of the orphans, of the widows. It's a complete package. But when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam gives some virtue, it means that if a person together with all the other things has to do this, read this tasbih or do that, then he will get those higher stages in Jannat. Because everyone's desire should be to see Allah Ta'ala, for the sake of whom we are making salat, we are giving zakat, we are fasting, we are doing everything. If the person after doing all this for his beloved Allah Ta'ala doesn't have the desire to meet that Allah Ta'ala, then what kind of love does he have for Allah Ta'ala? Nevertheless, so Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the Quran Sharif then tells us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informs us of the sifat, of the attributes, of the qualities of those people. Many other places, other attributes have been given. But the mu'mineen, the true believers, Allah ta'ala says, the first sifat that they have is at-ta'ibun. They are those who make tawbah. Out of all the other sifat, out of all the other attributes, out of all the other qualities that the person has, the first one that is mentioned here is that he's got the sifat of tawbah in him. Sifat of tawbah. Which means that the Muslim, as a human being, he is bound to make some mistake or the other. He can't claim to be pure and perfect, sinless. Sinless are only the Anbiya, only the prophets of Allah Ta'ala are sinless. We all are sinful. Which person can say that I committed no sins? But a Muslim does not remain satisfied in a life of sin. This is what I've been emphasizing all along, and I will go on repeating, that a Muslim does not go out in search of sins, and he does not remain satisfied, contented in a life of sins. At present we are going out in search of sins, whether we like it or not. I'm talking about the majority, the general condition of the ummah. That we go out in search of sins. The person who is going to the casino, was that an accidental sin? Or does it need planning? He will have to drive from here till the casino. The person who is going to the cinema, who is going to the theater, who is going to the disco, how can we call that accidental sin, that every time it's an accident? He will have to plan, he will have to buy ticket, he will have to drive, he will have to go till there, stand in the queue. Now there's so much opportunities for him in that process to make tawbah and return. Say, although he set out for sins, but now he returns. So in the first place, the Muslim doesn't go out in search of sins. Accidentally he got trapped, so he makes plenty of tawbah. And Allah Ta'ala says this is a sifat of the believers. Therefore in the tafsir of Suratul Qadr, Allama Alusi Rahmatullah Alayh, in Ruhul Ma'ani, he says, La aninul muznibin ahabbu ilayya min zajlil musabbihin. Ha, look at Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal, Allah ta'ala's compassion, Allah ta'ala's love for those who are sinful. Says that now they have committed sin, but they are crying over those sins. So their tears, their crying, their weeping over their sins Allah Ta'ala says, is more beloved to me than the humming sound that comes out when people are making tasbih. Subhanallah, Subhanallah. Imagine glorifying Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala on the one hand. Allah Ta'ala says, it is far more pleasing to me to listen to the cry and the weeping and see the tears of those who are tearing for my love, or they are crying over their sins. It is far more beloved to me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in his ahadith sharif, so many virtues of tawbah have been mentioned. But tawbah means that the person must give up the sins of the past. That is what tawbah is. Istighfar means that the sins of the past, the person seeks forgiveness. That, Ya Allah, all the sins that I committed up till now, forgive me. That is istighfar. But in Surah Hud, what does Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says? Attributing it to Hazrat Hud alayhi salatu wasalam, he said, I told my people, قُلْتُ اسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Make tawbah also. And tawbah means that the person is now determined that I'm not going to return to those sins again. He must be determined. At the time of tawbah, the person must have a determination. Therefore I say that many a times the person is making tawbah, but he's got the ticket in his pocket, the chip is in his pocket, and he's got every intention after the salat to head for the casino. He's not making tawbah. Then it is a joke. Hazrat Rabia Basriya Rahmatullah Alayha, she says that istighfaruna awa istighfar yahtaju ila istighfar. Another istighfar is required for this istighfar that we are making, because our istighfar is not genuine. It is just lip service istighfar. So now you need another istighfar for that istighfar. So now if that person has got in his pocket the numbers, telephone numbers, and in his cell phone the phone numbers of his illicit beloveds, and he's got every intention after salat he's going to go outside and make another call and make another plan to meet, so then is that istighfar? So the person must first be determined that he's not going to return to those sins. Make tawbah of the sins of the past and a firm intention of not to return. Then make tawbah on his tongue, and accidentally again shaitan and nafs overpowered him and he got trapped. Then don't lose hope in Allah Ta'ala. Accidentally again he got trapped. He didn't want to go back. He tore up those tickets. He erased and deleted all those numbers and all those messages. And if there were any photographs, he tore them up. He kept no reminders of his sin. This is another thing which I am emphasizing repeatedly, that don't keep reminders of your sins. For whom are we keeping them? So that our heirs may see, so that our relatives may see, so that our friends may see. If we have to die, we all think that first I will die, then my wife will die, or first my wife will go, then I will go. But how many husbands, wives and children all disappeared in one accident? So don't keep any reminders. Nevertheless, so Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, he says that they make tawbah, they are at-ta'ibun. As a Shaykh Muhammad Ahmad Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh, with regards to Ghalib's poetry, this you may have heard many times, but whatever will come in my mind, I'm going to say. With regards to Ghalib's poetry, what did he say? He said, Ghalib has made people lose hope in Allah Ta'ala's mercy. Because Ghalib was a great poet. But what he said, Kaaba kis muh se jaoge Ghalib, sharm tumko magar nahi aati. Oh Ghalib, how are you going to go to the Kaaba Sharif? Don't you feel ashamed of your sins? With what face are you going to go to Kaaba Sharif? Such a sinful person you are, and you say, I want to go for Hajj and Umrah and I want to go Kaaba Sharif. So he says, in this poetry, Ghalib has made people despair of the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, of the forgiveness of Allah Ta'ala. So he says, I have altered that. And what have I said? He says, I have said, Main isi muh se Kaaba jaunga, sharm ko khaak mein milaunga. With the same face, I am going to go to the Kaaba Sharif. I am going to bury shame in the ground. But then what will I do there? Ro ro ke unko manaunga. Ro ro ke unko manaunga. Apni bigdi yun banaunga. When I am going to go there, I am not going to be just frequenting the supermarkets and frequenting the jewelers and frequenting all the shopping complexes and the malls and admiring the beauty of the architecture of those hotels and those buildings. I will go there, I will cry at the Kaaba Sharif. I will put my hands up at the Multazam and say, "Oh Allah, I have come," but I have put hands up. Like half a person is held up, he says, "Hands up, finish." That is what Multazam is. He says, "I will put my hands up there. And I will cry and I will ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. I will go with the same face. But this is what I will do. Apni bigri ko yu banaunga." Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say, "Haya aati hai, mujhe kis tarah saamne tere aaun. Na aaun to dile mustar ko lekar phir kahan jaun. I am feeling ashamed, O Allah, to come before you. But if I don't come, where do I take this heart and go? Na puche siwa nek karo ke gar tu, kahan jaye phir banda gunegar tera. Oh Allah, if you are going to only be for those who are pious, for those who are righteous, those who are muttaqi, those who are reading plenty of Quran Sharif and those who are very, very holy, then where will this sinful servant of yours go?" So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, this month of Ramadan, this is what He has given us for, that we are sinful. Now don't remain in that sinful state. This year, whilst in Umrah with Allah Ta'ala's fazal, friends who were with me, I gave them one example. I said, we are always making tawaf, tawaf, tawaf. 7 rounds of tawaf we are making. But look at it in a different angle. That this tawaf that you are entering, it is like a washing machine. So what do with our dirty clothes? We put them into the washing machine. The detergent is put, and then we press a button, and the drum starts rotating, drum starts rotating. With every rotation, it is drawing out dirt, drawing out dirt. Then finally it gives a spin, and the clothes come out from there clean. If there is any stain left on that garment, then you put some stain remover and take that stain out. And then you take it and have it pressed. And the person has got a beautiful, pressed, ironed, shiny white garment. All the dirt is out. So when we are entering the tawaf, we are pressing the button at Hajre Aswad. At Hajre Aswad, when we are saying Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, Walillah, Ilhamd, we have pressed the button. In the washing machine, we enter the dirty clothes. Here we are entering our dirty hearts. With every round of tawaf, sins are being extracted. We are making istighfar, making tawbah. We are asking Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness. The noor, the tajalliyat and the anwarat, which are the detergents, it is washing those sins, washing those sins. The person is going round and round, 3 times, 4 times, 5 times, 6 times, 7 times he's given a spin, where afterwards, now he comes out clean from there. Now what does that mean? That means that now he has made sincere tawbah, his sins are forgiven. But that does not mean that now if he's owing somebody 100,000, that's forgiven. It does not mean that the salat which became qaza is forgiven now. That sin of not having performed it, Allah Ta'ala will forgive. But now when the person goes back, he's got every intention now of repaying to whomsoever whatever is due, every intention of seeking forgiveness from those people that he has caught hurt and injury, every intention of making qaza of those salats, keeping qaza of those fasts. That is what now he has done, if he has made sincere tawbah. Now if there is any stain still left inside, then he drinks zamzam. He drinks plenty of zamzam. Zamzam is also for shifa and for forgiveness. And thereafter, he takes his clothes to Multazam. He takes his heart to Multazam. And there he has it pressed. Comes with a clean, pure heart. And if you have to go on to the third story there, roof garden, and if you have to look down at the people that are making tawaf, couple 100,000 Hajj time or Ramadan time, then you will see it seems just like that, that it's the drum that's going round and round, round and round. So now I tell you that Ramadan, these last 10 nights and 10 days, let us look at it in the same light. That we have entered our dirty hearts into that washing machine now. Now is the time for the clothes to be rinsed, to be cleaned, to be come out parked, and there is a rotation. Or like those flights that are going to be taking off the 21st, 23rd, 25th, 27th, 29th nights. So it is for tawbah and istighfar, so that we may become clean, so that we may get that himmat and the courage after that to do those things that Allah Ta'ala is pleased with. At-ta'ibun, make plenty of tawbah in this Mubarak month, and especially in this Mubarak days and nights. Laylatul Qadr, it has to be searched for. We can't be just taking it casually, we just pass all our time outside and then we say we got Laylatul Qadr. We must show that appreciation for this Mubarak month. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, who could be greater than him after Allah Ta'ala? He was sinless, he was masoom, there was no question of any kind of sin. Yet Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, how much of effort he makes in the last 10 nights and 10 days. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there was no need for him. Who was doing more social work than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Who was doing more dini khidmat than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Who was doing more jihad than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Who was striving more in the path of Allah Ta'ala than Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam? Who was making more tilawat of the Quran Sharif? Who was making more tafsir of the ayat? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he was doing everything. But yet he secludes himself. Yet he secludes himself. What a lesson is there in for us. So we may not be able to reach those high stages, but at least let us put our hearts into this washing machine now. Put our sinful hearts and let the drum rotate, let the 10 days and 10 nights give it good wash and good spin, so that when we come out, then we are clean, we are parked. And then we don't return to that. The person doesn't immediately take those clothes and go and throw it in the dirt bin, or go and have them messed again. Accidentally again it gets dirty, then he's going to wash it. Time moves very fast, but nevertheless, so we haven't even gone past At-Ta'ibun. So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala, He dearly loves those who make tawbah. Inna Allaha yuhibbu at-tawwabin. Imagine Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says He loves those who make tawbah. My person says, how many times must I make tawbah? If Nabi of Allah, sinless, masoom, he says more than 70 times a day he makes istighfar. More than 100 times a day he makes istighfar. And yet his masoom is sinless. So how many times a day we should be making istighfar and tawbah? So whatever we may be, how far we may have gone, there is nothing to lose hope. Don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah Ta'ala. He is very forgiving, very merciful, very kind, very compassionate. But He wants us to take the first steps towards Him. And if we are going to make tawbah, Allah Ta'ala is not going to benefit in any way. So how long are we going to continue in the life of sins? How long? A day is going to come when we will have to depart from here. It's easy to talk about everything that's happening around the world. And alhamdulillah, I know quite a bit of what is happening too. And I can spend the whole 20 minutes in the same information of what is happening around the world. But that is something that you are listening all the time, all the time. There's so much news outside. Inside the masjid now in this month of Ramadan, on this occasion of Jumu'ah, let us do that which Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam have emphasized for the month of Ramadan. And that is sincere tawbah from all sins. Return to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and beg Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala to bring about a change in our lives. Ask Allah Ta'ala, weep before Him, cry before Him. And these tears will not bring any depression. They will bring a kind of joy and happiness in the heart. The person will feel light. He will feel better. He will feel more comfortable. His iman will become strengthened. So the days are going to go. Time is going to pass. Whether we like it or not, the time is going to pass. And then one day we are going to pass by too. Time is going to pass and we are going to pass too. And all the students who are writing exams, they also want pass. So let us not waste our time. Do whatever has to be done in the outside world. But whatever spare time, then spend it profitably, correctly, spend it in tawbah, istighfar, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says that Ta'ibun then Allah Abidun, if Allah Ta'ala gives life, health and opportunity will continue. But this is something that we have to endeavor, we have to work hard towards. Clean and purify our souls from envy, from jealousy, from malice, from greed, from pride, from arrogance. How much of arrogance and pride and jealousy has entered our hearts? How much of evil passions and desires? Hearts have become engulfed with evil passions and desires. And everything outside world is inviting towards sins. And then make some effort on our children also. Our children also are becoming a pain in the neck for many, many people. At Tarawih time and other times from different masajid, the complaints are coming. One of the masjids nearby, the lady says, from the window I can see that they made namaz. There's half the children didn't even make, but 12 to 15 of them, whilst others are making Tarawih inside, I can see from my window they are bursting crackers outside. They are not even in the masjid and disturbing the musallis also. And the musallis are thinking some Hindus or non-Muslims are bursting crackers. And there's another note here. I won't mention the name. Someone complains that and also other neighbors are complaining that Muslim boys are throwing fireworks in the post boxes and over the walls into the gardens during Tarawih prayers. Please bring this to the attention of the musallis. How many things we are going to bring to the attention of the musallis? This is the culture these days of our children. It's the TV culture, nothing else it is. It's the TV culture. Give them plenty more TV. Plenty more of those soaps and plenty more of those haram sites, and then expect them to behave, to be decent, to be obedient, to be obliging, to be polite. It's not going to happen. So at least the first step is that when we come to the masjid, then bring them with. And if they are 8-9 years of age, then put them next to you in Tarawih. Instead of going in the first saf and the child is at the back there, making phone calls, and after a little while they're gone and throwing crackers into post boxes. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala give us all hidayat wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah ta'ala remove the difficulties, the hardships and the problems of the entire ummah around the globe.